This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mesquite. We have a long spring in the borderlands of southeastern Arizona, don't we? You know, from March to May, there's always something happening. And then there's summer. And, you know, I like summer, but whew, it's a different thing. It's like some different season. But listen. The long spring with the flora and fauna activity is so full of discoveries. Old and new discoveries, exciting old and new discoveries. And spring daytime temperatures, well, they make excursions doable. You know, come summer, things change. And excursions in the summer, I mean, those are problematic, if that's a word. Anyway, listen, we've been getting out. We, as in Ms. Mesquite and me, we've been getting out for spring excursions. And I've probably said it before, but the biotic communities around us here in the borderlands, they're always busy. I mean, you can go to the same old area. You can go there over and over again, right? And see something different. You can visit your favorite biotic community every week and see something different. Pretty cool. And I can tell you that Ms. Mesquite and I, we pretty much do that. I mean, the nearby grassland, the woodland, the forest have become our beat, like we're reporters, right? That's our beat. So, especially the woodland, we're reporters. We're reporting from the woodland. And here's a recent report from a nearby woodland talking shady, shady rocky hills. The lupins are blooming. Oh my goodness, the paintbrush, they're blooming. Those blood red floral bracts. Oh my goodness, sometimes they'll be alone, you know, and other times they'll be a group of three or four paintbrush. We saw a couple species of hedgehog, the Echinocereus, two species with flower buds. Gotta come back next week, right? And you know, there are a lot of this stuff, these plants are underneath a canopy of Apache pine or alligator juniper, the new leaves and dangling catkins of walnuts, the new leaves of flowering oaks, the emery, the silverleaf, the gamble. And there's a lot of vocalizing on my part as we wander, as in, what is this? What the heck is that? So, you know, listen, for years in this often visited woodland that we love to go to, we would find a lone phlox plant, maybe two or three or four phlox, P-H-L-O-X, phlox. And I'd shout, look, there's a phlox. But on this recent day, on this excursion to the same old woodland, there were many phloxes. I'm talking a sunny slope with hundreds of phlox, bright pink petaled phlox. Oh my goodness. In a shady woodland underneath the aforementioned canopy, dozens of phlox in leafy litter. Oh my goodness, I'm talking phlox city. And it doesn't get old, you know. Look, there's another phlox. No, we're always just more phlox. Phlox is in the phlox family. Surprise, surprise. Pulmoniaceae, the phlox. Ms. Mesquite and I were all excited about then and still today. That phlox we were exclaiming about in the Chiricahua Mountain woodland is the species Nana. So phlox Nana. Let's see, I'm forgetting something. Oh, phlox means flame and Nana means dwarf. That's what I'm forgetting to tell you. And the bright pink flowers. Oh my goodness, phlox in this same old visited woodland in the same old borderlands, which are still same old beautiful. Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.